American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank Document, page 245. Here is the translated text as follows. Leo H. Frank, 213. There, said, I can prove where I was. Mrs. E. M. Carson, I worked at the pencil factory. Rebecca Carson is my daughter. I have seen blood spots around the ladies' dressing room 3 or 4 times. I saw Jim Conley on Tuesday after the murder. He was sweeping around my table. I said, well, Jim, they haven't got you yet. And he said, no. I said, Jim, you know Mr. Frank never did that. And he said, no, Mr. Frank is as innocent as you are. And I know you are. Cross-examined, I have seen blood in the dressing room around the lockers and some around the mirror. I have seen girls up there mash their fingers on the machines. I have seen blood in the sink in the toilet room and on the machines. I have seen spots about as big as my finger, different spots up on the fourth floor. Miss Mary Perk, I work at the National Pencil Co. I talked with Jim Conley Monday morning after the murder and accused him of the murder. He took his broom and walked right out of the office, and I have never seen him since. His character for truth and veracity is bad. I would not believe him on oath. Cross-examined, I suspected Jim because he looked and acted so differently. Jim acted very peculiar. I mentioned it to several of the girls standing around. Miss Denham, Miss McCord, Mrs. Johns, and several others. I accused Jim before I saw the blood at the ladies' dressing room. It was all smeared. Mr. Frank is a perfect gentleman. I have always found him to be one in my dealings with him. I have never heard any of the girls say anything about him. I have never heard of a single thing immoral that he did in those 5 years. I have never heard of his going into the girls' dressing room. I have never heard of his slapping them as he would go by. I have never heard Mr. Frank talk to Mary, Mrs. Tora Small. I worked on the fourth floor of the pencil factory. I saw Jim Conley on Tuesday. He was worrying me to get money from me to buy a newspaper, and then he would come and ask me for copies of the paper before I would get through reading them. He told me Mr. Frank is just as innocent as I am, and he said, God knows I was nowhere around this factory on Saturday. I didn't see Mr. Frank talking to Jim anywhere in the factory on Tuesday. I have never seen him talk to that man in my life. I have known Conley for 2 years. His general reputation for truth and veracity is bad. I don't know of any man on earth that I would believe on oath. Cross-examined, I did not see Mrs. Carson talk to Jim on Tuesday or Wednesday. I saw Mr. Frank and Miss Carson talking on business by 9 o'clock on Tuesday. They stopped right in front of my machine. Mr. Frank went downstairs and Miss Carson went back to her work. Julia Fuss. I work on the fourth floor of the pencil factory. I have never known anything wrong or immoral to be going on in Mr. Frank's office. I talked with Jim Conley Wednesday morning after the murder. He was sweeping around there and asked me to see the newspaper.